USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Authorities are on the scene of an explosion at the Beechcraft facility in Wichita, Kansas. A hospital says they are preparing for mass casualties. Beechcraft makes small airplanes, and the explosion was reported around 8 o'clock Central Time. A massive winter storm is blowing east across the southwest after dumping torrential rain and snow on Southern California, causing a nightmare of journeys in the middle of a busy travel time. Motorists were stranded on Interstate 5 and Interstate 15 for hours on end, and this motorist tells ABC News,
"It's pretty bad out there. Like, windshield wipers full blast. You can't even see. That's why I pulled in the gas station right now."
Interstates in California are back open now as the storm heads from west to east. You can expect snow, sleet, and freezing rain in the Midwest and Great Plains on Friday and into the weekend. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Russia has a new weapon. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Russia's defense minister claiming that nation's new intercontinental weapon that flies 27 times faster than the speed of sound is now operational. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said the Avangard hypersonic glide vehicle is a technological breakthrough comparable to the nation launching the first ever Soviet satellite back in 1957. China's working on a similar weapon. The weapon launches atop a traditional intercontinental ballistic missile, but then separates and makes sharp maneuvers in the atmosphere, making it difficult to intercept. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Amazon and its home security subsidiary Ring are facing a federal lawsuit in California over allegations that its lax security standards led to a series of invasive and frightening hacks over the past year. The lawsuit accuses Ring of negligence, invasion of privacy, and breach of implied warranty. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Change is coming at one of the top ride-sharing companies. USA Radio Network's John Hunt explains.
Former Uber CEO Travis Kalanick will resign from the newly public company's board next week, effectively severing ties with the ride-hailing company he co-founded a decade ago. Uber, once considered the world's most valuable startup, turbocharged the gig economy and has logged over 15 billion trips since 2010. Kalanick co-founded Uber in 2009, but was ousted as chief executive in the summer of 2017 after a series of management and sexual harassment scandals. He stayed on as a member of the board until the announcement. Kalanick recently sold more than $2.5 billion worth of shares in the company, more than 90% of his holdings, after a 180-day lockup period following the company's May initial public offering.
Researchers found that children who were at least a half of a city block away from the nearest fast food restaurant were between 2.5% and 4.4% less likely to be obese than kids who live closer to fast food. Dr. Jennifer Highland of Cleveland Clinic Children's reminds us,
unfortunately, a lot of these foods are highly processed and they're going to be elevated in a lot of things that we just know aren't beneficial for kids or adults alike.
The study looked at data on over 3.5 million children over a four-year period. For more news, please remember, take us with you wherever you go by downloading the iHeartRadio app and searching for USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.